let's take a tour around some Texas topics. And for sure, let's start.
Texas is my hometown.
Let's start with our good old Dallas Stars, because these puck drop times, as the game number three last night was about 8:45 scheduled, 8:50.
That's too late for a hat trick.
Especially when it goes double overtime and ends in the 1 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Fortunately, your Stars are your winner.
Woo!
Yeah, Jake Oettinger was just standing on his head. Stars 4-3 win, double overtime. They take a 2-1 series lead on the hated Minnesota Wild. Game four is Saturday afternoon, fortunately, in Minnesota. And then, if I may continue with some sports.
I do love the sports. There's enough for everybody.
Your Dallas Cowboys have the 12th and 20th pick tonight in the NFL draft. And yesterday, if you haven't seen it, it's literally something that I couldn't... I heard it live on the radio happening, and I'm like, this is just a gift, and we appreciate that, and we're going to try to do our best with it, with all the picks that we get today. As Jerry and the team were having their little pre-draft press conference,
party
about 30 minutes in. In waltzes in President Bill Clinton. We're still not sure why he's at the Star in Frisco. This is obviously something set up, because you can't just... That doesn't happen. They've got to sweep the place. Yeah. There's security, and there always will be.
Yeah, but I mean, you do want to sweep, and you want to mop, you want to clean.
What Jerry essentially did was get out of a press conference about halfway through early with a prearranged crashing by Bill Clinton. He got out of his own press conference and he left his son and Will McClay, the personnel director, and Shoddy right there by themselves.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm negotiating.
And he almost falls. Falls on the way.
What a...
Whoa.
Yeah,
careful.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
This guy was recently named the second most American to have started with very little and have accomplished a lot. Look at it. It's in Forbes. There's a great story about him in Forbes.
Look at him now.
Story is in Forbes about the list of great Americans ranked who have come from very nothing.
Number two.
And he's number two on the list.
You don't think Bill Clinton's here to take my job as sports director,
anybody reads Forbes, please tell us about this article and who's number one on that list.
We're on
sports!
It. Yeah.
It's probably Jerry.
So anyone with a rudimentary knowledge of the broadcast industry knows that there is a third rail. And what is it called?
La Gola Payola.
That is accepting money and bribes to promote music. You get in big trouble by the FCC. So what happens if it's streaming? I mean, they don't have a technical broadcast license. Well, Attorney General Ken Paxton has questions. And now investigating services like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon, and YouTube Music says that artists deserve to compete on a level playing field. Listeners deserve transparency, and anyone taking bribes will be held accountable.
Welcome to the club there.
Yeah. I would really like this expanded to people who, you know, like, promote hair products and they're wearing wigs. Like, what about that?
I've got questions.
We're right here, ladies and gentlemen.
KB and Heather Lee.
Asking questions, getting answers.
Well, we're not number two or number seven. We're number three, it turns out.
Number three!
Yes, Texas has been ranked the third most brain-rotted state in the U.S.
What?
According to a new health nutrition index.
Huh?
Yeah, we scored a 97.69 out of the 100 available on the list. So that's fairly high. This is the highest exposure levels to brain rot due to the 13 to... I don't understand any of this.
But I do understand that brain rot is just stuff that's largely on TikTok and online.
Yeah.
Are they doing plugola payola?
I don't. Probably. I mean, one would imagine.
We are right there. Most of the South have the highest exposure digital habits of the entire United States. It's all here in the South. It's our fault.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out our Hank Facebook Live every single day at 6:40.
So that is not brain rot, no. Because it's over 30 seconds.
Thank you.
See? So who is creating the city council agendas in Hazlet? Now, this is obviously one of the biggest issues facing Texans today, and things can get a little hairy. So Mayor Gary Holsey got into a disagreement with the city administrator, Joe Ashton, and tried to kick him out of the secretary's office and promptly called 911. Apparently, the council handed over the responsibility of the agenda to the administrator last month.
Oh, no.
And then the mayor was trying to horn in, allegedly. And Mr. Ashton said, this is not your place. And Mayor Holsey called the police. The Tarrant County Sheriff's Department determined he did not have the authority to kick him out of the office. And I'm not saying that this is happening in other places. I'm just saying that certain city councils, certain West Fort Worth suburbs, seem to be having the same thing. So
somebody called the manager on the manager on this one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Where is your manager?
They dialed 911. Wow. This is for emergencies only.
Time is a flat circle. Congratulations. In a recent survey and a rating, Dinosaur Valley State Park coming in number five. Of best places to camp in the nation.
Ooh,
with kids. Very cool. Aww. Right there, our Glen Rose Hank fans right there, Dinosaur Valley. And a friendly reminder that it will all start at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. It'll run through midnight on Monday, the Texas Emergency Tax-Free Weekend.
Emergency?
Yeah, this is the tax-free weekend on specifically kind of emergency items and the like. So you'll be able to save tax on things in certain thresholds. We'll go through the full list in part tomorrow, exactly on what constitutes. But we're talking everything from ladders to radios of all kinds. Tax-free, starting this weekend. Okay, more on Leslie coming up.
In the middle of another can't-miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.